This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Ramadan Mubarak to everybody. We start with a verse from the Quran that we're going to discuss.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين
صدق الله العظيم. This is a verse from Surah Ali Imran, which is chapter 3 of the Quran. It's verse number 139. So this verse, we need to understand the backdrop of this verse. Of course, for us today, it has a certain meaning. It will have a certain reaction from us, and it does something for us. However, when this verse was revealed at the beginning of Islam, there was no Islamic state in place at that time. This was in the very early days. And the Arabs at that time, the early Muslims, they lived in abject poverty. Their basic foods, they had extreme poverty and destitution. Their foods was basically just a bit of dates, some flesh of camels and barley bread. They didn't even have wheat in those days. Also, their dress was made of coarse material. Their houses were made of mud, or they had bare tents, essentially. In the cold, they would really, really suffer. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that miserable state of this in Surah Al-Anfal, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ أَنْتُمْ قَلِيلٌ مُسْتَضْعَفُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ تَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَتَخَطَّفَكُمُ النَّاسُ فَآوَاكُمْ وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِهِ وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ فَآوَاكُمْ وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِهِ وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
This is in the early days, and Allah says in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 26, and remember when you were few and were reckoned weak in the land and were afraid that men might even kidnap you. That was the situation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted you. He gave you refuge. He assisted you with his help. And He then sustained you and gave you provisions of the most excellent things so that you can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the early days. Now, in contrast to this group of people in the Arabian Peninsula, they were basically surrounded by the superpowers and these high civilizations of extreme luxury, affluence and pomp. And the Romans, these were talking about the Romans and the Persians, right? They were in contrast to these Arab tribes here in Arabia. The Romans and the Persians, they were at the highest level. They had symbols of sophistication and refinement, flourishing culture, civilization. Between them, they pretty much ruled much of the world. And their authority was massive. They had authority over the sustenance, they control much of the earth's natural resources as well. And generally, whoever controls that, they remain dominant. Much of the world was under their influence. So based on all of this, you know, in the backdrop of all of this, can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to this small group of, among the Arabs, this small group of Muslims who don't even have support of the rest of the Arabs at that time, do not become weak against your enemies, nor be sad. You will be superior if you are true believers. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Now, that is amazing. Allah challenges them essentially that you need to take on these superpowers. And you can't be weak about this. So, the challenge is put for the Muslims to take a challenge against both the Quraysh of Makkah, who were the enemies at that time, and the Persian and the Roman empires. Now, how do they do that? So look at how the Quran strengthens the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings some historical anecdotes. This is really interesting. So Surah Yusuf is revealed. And the beginning of Surah Yusuf is
لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ.
In Yusuf and his brethren, there are signs for those who ask. Verse 7. Thereafter that, if you look at the last verses of Surah Yusuf, towards right at the end, verses 110, 111, Allah says,
حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا وَجَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
When the messengers gave up hope. So this is the translation of these verses. Listen carefully. When the messengers gave up hope and thought that they were denied by their people, then there came to them our help, and whoever we willed was rescued. And our punishment cannot be warded off from the wrongdoers. Indeed, in their stories there is a lesson for men of understanding. The Quran is not some forged statement, but the confirmation of Allah's books which were before it. Confirmation of that which is before it, which means the other books before it. And a detailed explanation of everything and a guide and mercy for the believing people. That gave a huge amount of strength to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers. Also around the same time, or just after that, around the same time, Surah Al-Qasas is revealed. And subhanallah, the discussion there is again about justice overcoming oppression and the end of injustice. So there we've got
Taasim. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ نَتْلُو عَلَيْكَ مِنْ نَبَإِ مُوسَى وَفِرْعَوْنَ بِالْحَقِّ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِنْهُمْ يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين ونمكن لهم في الأرض ونري فرعون وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون.
To translate that, Taasim, Meem, these are the verses of the manifest book. We recite to you some of the news of Musa and Pharaoh in truth, for a people who believe. Pharaoh exalted himself in the land and made its people into sects, into different groups, oppressing a group among them by killing their sons and sparing their daughters. He was one of the oppressors, and we wanted to do a favor to those who were weak in the land, and to make them the rulers and the inheritors, and to establish them in the land. We let Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts receive from them that which they feared. So that shows a small group of oppressed people suffering an injustice suddenly able to overcome within some years. So both of these sets of verses gave a huge amount of courage and boldness to the believers, who were such a small group of people in between these great empires. And if you look at it from the conditions around this little nascent fledgling community, right, did not have a chance. I mean, it'd be unthinkable, to be honest, that a handful of, you know, resourceless, oppressed Muslims would be able to emerge as this formidable community and take on these two superpowers. I mean, even the most insightful person would find that difficult to believe at that time, right? However, the Quran assured the contrary and boosted the morale of the Muslims and infused them with an amazing spirit. And they boldly took on the superpowers. And the Quran then speaks of, the Quran assists them in this regard. He speaks about the hollowness of the empires, how they don't have much substance. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse in Surah Al-Munafiqun, it's a really telling verse. Allah says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ وَإِن يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَةٌ
يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون.
And when you look at them, their bodies please you. Like you're impressed by the way they are, the way they hold themselves, the way they strut around with all of their authority and with everything behind them. So when you look at them, their bodies please you. And when they speak, you listen to their words. However, they're just blocks of wood propped up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala signifies them, designates them as just wood that's propped up that you can easily put down. So taking pride in this new faith that these small group of Arabs had been given, mashallah, they marched on and they did not become overawed, though there was every reason for them to become overawed and cowed by the Romans and the Persians. They ended up destroying the superpowers of the day. You must have heard of those stories, the battles of Persia and the battles with the Romans. The whole world was struck by their bravery and their commitment to Islam. They commit to Islam because they were simple people, right? They did not get distracted by the pomp and the grandeur. And really, that's amazing. That's why a lot of people remember these people as the saviors from all the injustice that had been created by these two empires. Their main focus was to tell people to invite them to invite people to focus on one God for monotheism. Not to worship other human beings, but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So, mashallah, from their very narrow, subjugated confines in the middle of Arabia, they managed to take on the whole world, and today you see that it's reached everywhere. They recognize that their contemporary emperors and rulers and Khosrows and Caesars, they were parading themselves, you know, they were basically puppets. They had raised their skyscrapers of those days, but the problem is that they had lost all of their essential faith and moral values. Though one group was Magian as fire worshippers, the other one was a Christian, but they'd lost much of the moral ethics that had been preached by Isa alayhi salam, for example. That's why the Quran then instructs the Muslims in their own civilization. The Quran gives them a brand new civilization, right? Refreshes their civilizations, emboldens them, inspirits them. And this new message gives them this amazing confidence, a sense of pride, self-knowledge, higher ideals, and a purpose in life. And subhanAllah, within a few years, they take on much of the world. And empire building was never has never been one of their concerns. So they were more focused on the fact that humanity has been lost in darkness. There's a lot of people today as well. They don't like the rigors of faith. They don't like the strictures. So they want to just be free souls as such. At the end of the day, I mean, that kind of a life, when you want to be free soul like that, is that you end up in the early times of the morning after the clubs and pubs, having to vomit in a gutter. I mean, that's kind of the end of a lot of people. SubhanAllah, I'm not saying that's everything. That's just an anecdotal idea. Today, SubhanAllah, we have so many Muslims, so many Muslim countries that represent the Muslims, in the UN, in many other places. You know, there's so many flags of theirs that are everywhere. And subhanAllah, but the problem is that we lag behind in, I hate to keep saying this, but we lag behind in science and technology, manufacture and so on. There's a whole lethargy, inaction, disunity, non-observance of the Sharia, non-understanding of that. It's just pomp. It's just pomp and glory. Those who have the money, that's what they're doing. The others are just about surviving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Allah says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not be weak, nor be sad. You will be superior if you are true believers. Now I know I'm speaking about it from a macro level, but that example of the Muslim community, if that can happen to a small community like that, that then takes on the world, then even small groups of people, small individuals, you know, you may be suffering in a place, but inshallah, if you stick to your ideals, and sticking to your ideals does not just mean doing salat and fasting, there's a lot more. There's a behavioral aspect of it. There's an interaction aspect of it. There's a perspective aspect of Islam. Islam needs to be understood fully and wholly. And that's what's going to benefit us, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a special intelligence. And subhanallah, 313 people in the Battle of Badr were able to overcome. And Subhanallah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so concerned during the Battle of Badr because they were outnumbered completely. And he said that, oh Allah, if you let this handful of people, handful of believers perish today, then no one will worship you until the last day. It was a critical moment, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory. That's why what we need to do is we need to really take pride in our Islam and learn more about it. Make it ours, then it starts working for us. When you're on the side, it doesn't, you know, you don't get the benefit of it. When you're just nominally a Muslim, when you're just saying, okay, I adhere to it, you really need to get into it. Then you see it work for you. And it's amazing when you get that feeling. It supports you emotionally, spiritually, in every aspect. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Surah Muhammad verse 7, right, to finish off. Allah says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you help Allah, Allah will help you and make your feet firm. Helping Allah means you do that which He has told us to do and you assist in what He has commanded us to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us in our individual capacities, in our communities, in our families, our communities, and in terms of the whole global ummah as well. And the whole global ummah starts from each one of us. So let us strengthen ourselves. May Allah give us the tawfiq on this day of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah bless our Ramadans and keep us in your du'as. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.